This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Another way to gauge the economy, how much are people and businesses willing to spend on long-lasting, expensive things? Orders for durable goods are due next hour. And if you ignore volatile defense or transportation goods, durable orders have been rising all year. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on why we pay attention.
A durable good is an expensive, long-lasting piece of equipment, an appliance, a computer, a metalworking tool. So if you're going to shell out the money for one?
More than likely, you're pretty confident in your overall economic environment.
That's Chad Moutre, chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers. So far this year, durable goods orders have hovered around their pre-pandemic level. That's a sign companies still feel comfortable spending on them, says Kathy Bosjancic, chief economist at Nationwide.
In other words, the economy is still expanding and doing quite well.
But companies aren't loading up on durable goods either. For one, next year's economy is uncertain. And two, companies tend to borrow for these purchases. And right now, interest rates are high.
Let's say the Fed had to raise rates another time or so. All of that weighs on corporate leaders' decisions as they allocate money towards investment.
Bosjancic says if durable goods orders slow down, so will the economy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.